Okay, so today we're going like deep on this idea of selves in a box. Have you heard of this?
Super interesting stuff.
Right. Like almost these inner characters, all part of us. It's kind of like a deck of cards, each one like a different you.
Totally. Each with its own like worldview and goals and
Yeah. And her blog right now is all about the responsible inner self, which feels so right for April, you
oh,
know?
absolutely, especially with taxes and everything.
Yeah.
This is the time of year where that self really comes out to play.
Right. So let's break this down. Cells in a box. What's the deal with this inner update thing she talks about?
Well, it's like realizing that these parts of us, they're not static. They can change. They have to,
Yeah.
right? We're not who we were when we were kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's like if a part of us feels kind of, I don't know, stale, like it's stuck in the past.
Exactly. Or if his voice is weak or it keeps pulling you back to the same old story, that's a sign it might need a refresh.
A total update, like software 2.0.
Yeah. And when it comes to the responsible inner self, April really brings it into focus, doesn't it?
Big time. So paint us a picture. What's this self all about?
Okay, so picture the part of you that's practical, not looking for the spotlight, just gets things
The
done.
behind the scenes, making sure things run smoothly.
Exactly. Paying bills, meeting deadlines, all that unglamorous but essential stuff.
Not the life of the party, maybe?
Not exactly, but definitely the one you want on your team.
For sure. Dependable. So, what makes this self tick? What's its core motivation?
Well, on the surface, it's about doing what needs to be done.
Right. Just getting it done. Check, check, check.
Right. But underneath, I think it craves this deep sense of accountability
To yourself, to others.
to your life, yeah, and to those you care about.
Okay. So Stone talks about how we all relate to this self differently. Some people, it's front and center.
Right. If it's a primary self for you, you might be the one everyone relies on, the rock, the go-to person. You probably get a lot done, but it can be a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Always being the responsible one. What about for people who maybe this self isn't so strong?
Ah, yeah. So if you tend to disown this part of yourself, structure and routine, it might feel stifling.
Ugh, schedules.
Right. And you might even judge people who are super responsible, like, oh, they're so uptight.
Yeah, I can see that. But ignoring responsibilities doesn't make them go away, does it?
Nope. They just pile up, creating a different kind of pressure.
Like a monster under the bed you're trying to pretend isn't there.
No.
So, with April and tax season and all, what's Stone's message about this responsible self? How should we be dealing with it?
Honor it. Don't resent it. It's a vital part of us, whether we love it or not. And she has this great reframe. It's not about punishment.
Oh.
It's about protection, preparing, creating safety, groundedness.
That's a really different way to look at it. So, how do we actually do this? I'm looking at my to-do list, like, gulp.
Pause. That's your big tip. Just notice when this self is activated. Don't just power through. Take a moment. Appreciate it.
Be mindful of it.
Exactly. And appreciate the things it does for you, paying those bills, keeping those appointments.
Those things we kind of take for granted.
Right. And by saying thank you shift it from a chore to a choice.
Okay. So we're not just doing things because we have to. It's more like taking care of ourselves.
Yes. Stone talks about responsibility of self-care, being present, even love.
Wow. Okay, so big picture, we all have this responsible inner self.
It's there, whether we like it or not.
And getting to know it, understanding it can help us be more, well, responsible, but in a good way.
In a loving way. And what's really cool, what I think you should really think about, is how this applies beyond just, taxes. How might changing your view of this self, this responsible self, change how you see responsibility? And what would that mean for your self-care, for your life in general? That's the real question, I think.
That is a great question. A lot to ponder.
Definitely.
Thanks so much for this deep dive. Really insightful.
My pleasure.
And to all our listeners, keep diving deep.